Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Story slams are coming to Pella. What's a story slam? Let's go in depth with Pastor Steve Mathenay Vanderwell and Mike Montgomery with Second Reformed Church in Pella. So, Pastor, story slam, what a great idea. Can you explain it?
Well, I think we were looking for some things that would kind of build community, get people out in the winter, kind of draw us around something warm. And I think people just naturally, intuitively love stories, that stories do build community, stories open our hearts to one another. And while I'd say our main goal is community and enjoyment and fun, I think we all know that stories always connect at that deeper level of the heart, and they carry truths, even if I don't think our storytellers are going to say at the end, and the moral of the story is. That's not what we're about. But there still always is that kind of nugget of beauty or goodness or joy in a story.
Well, it's a shared experience. We all enjoy listening to stories. It's a lot of fun. What's the format? How does it work?
Well, we invited area individuals who we felt might, you know, want to share a story. And we provided them with a theme. There's a theme in January. There's a theme in February. There's a theme in March. And we asked them what theme they would feel, I guess, most comfortable sharing a story about. And then we just connected with them and asked if they, you know, were willing to participate. And we had a very good response.
People liked the idea.
They seemed to, yeah. I think, number one, they were appreciative of being asked. But also, you know, everybody has a story to share. And if you're the kind of person that feels comfortable getting up in front of a group and doesn't mind sharing a little bit of your person, it just seems to be a great way to communicate with each other and network with each other. And as Steve mentioned, build community.
You're an educator, and so you know that the oral tradition throughout history and prehistory is actually dominant, and the written word isn't that ancient. We're storytellers from ancient times.
From ancient times, and I'm not so sure we do a good job of listening to each other in this day and age. Sometimes it seems our news is so automatic, it's so 24/7, we don't take the time to sit down and really listen to each other. So I think this provides us a great way to just take a moment and really understand another's feelings and another's emotions. You know, again, just a better way to get to know someone.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about story slams with Pastor Steve Mathenay Vanderwell and Mike Montgomery with Second Reformed Church. Well, and we like stories too a lot. The people sit around at night and watch people telling stories on TV or on the internet or something. But now it's our friends and colleagues and family are going to be telling us stories.
Right. We're looking to get some of the storytellers will be from Second Church, but as Mike mentioned, we've gone out and gotten, we call them little local mini celebrities, like some guy named Bob Leonard from KNIA, KRLS Radio, is up for the first story slam. And we've got Richard Phillips, a Welshman who works at Monarch's restaurant that night. Later on, we've got people like Brett the Vet Clayburgh or Richard Duffy of the Peanut Pub, people that we thought probably have good stories to tell. And again, kind of unite, break down some walls. I really think what Mike was saying too, we learning to listen to one another and take the time. I suspect we'll laugh a lot, but I still think there will be some sort of chord of unity and empathy, connection going on. When you hear someone else's story, I think you suddenly see them as a different light, as a whole person.
on the way you set it up, too, one just can't get up there and blather on either.
No, you know, there are, I guess, rules or guidelines that we need to adhere to. Our goal is that individuals get up without paper and talk, I guess, tell their story, and they have 7 minutes tops to do that. So we do ask them to be somewhat concise and to the point. We'll have five storytellers our first evening, Thursday, January 19th. And, you know, it'll be, I think, a lively interaction, but it'll be to the point and somewhat concise stories.
Yeah, you really have to get to the point, and you want to engage, you want to be interesting, and you want to hold people's attention, and so 5 to 7 minutes sort of nails that, huh?
Yeah, and I think people like parameters. They like to know what's expected of them, and I think if you give them a few guidelines, that makes them more comfortable in kind of putting their ideas together.
And so you've got themes. What are the themes?
January's theme on the 19th is worst or first job. So, you know, I think a lot of people have good stories about a terrible experience or a wonderful experience at work. The 16th of February, the theme is Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover. And March 9, our final one, is the theme is Home, which obviously can tie into all kinds of things. But so home, worst to first jobs, don't judge a book by its cover. And yet I expect all of those are big enough and broad enough that the stories will be quite different, and yet there will be some kind of connection point there.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about story slams with Pastor Steve Mathenay Vanderwell and Mike Montgomery with Second Reformed Church. And this isn't necessarily a religious event?
Not. We told the storytellers just tell a good story. And the overlap there is, I think, just in the community and the goodness, the fun of the time. And although, as you were saying, you know, faith and religion were passed on by storytelling for thousands of years before we ever thought about putting any ink on paper. So there is something sacred or holy, I think, about storytelling, even if the story is not religious in an obvious way.
Well, a good story is like a gift, isn't it, Mike?
Oh, I think so. As I mentioned, everybody has a story. And, you know, you can just get enamored by somebody else's experiences. Sometimes you look at a person and you have no idea what their life has been like, their experiences in life have been like. So, it's a gift. It's a gift to share a piece of yourself. And typically when you hear somebody's story, there are things about that story, the feelings that they evoke, the message that they create, something you can probably relate to in your own special way. So it is a, you know, kind of a connection piece.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to learn something about every one of these storytellers. Even if we already knew them, I bet we're going to see a side of them that we never knew anything about.
I think we will. And I think that's going to be part of the enjoyment of the evening.
Now, Pastor, in general, do you think we're good listeners? We're going to have to listen for this. Are we good listeners these days?
Probably not as good as we could be. You know, we hear a lot about short attention spans or, you know, especially it seems in the last few months with politics and all, I hear a lot of things about really we don't listen. We're just getting ready to respond and getting our own next answer. And so I think this will be a teaching or a taking us back to sit back, open up, and just wait for someone to share their experience, their heart. And I do think when you get to hear someone's story, even if you know them, you get a new appreciation and you understand why they are, who they are. Like I said, I don't want to make it sound, you know, like super heavy, because I think really we're also just looking to have a good time in dark, cold days of winter. But I think a good time can also be a time when we do learn to listen, when we make new friends, when we make connections, all those good things.
You know, we were thinking about the role of technology, and I'm as bad as anybody for having my head in technology. But there's something that's happening in technology with podcasts that really relates to storytelling. And that there's this whole revolution of storytelling podcasts. And there's one called The Moth that I bet you guys have heard.
Well, really, The Moth was really kind of our inspiration for this. The Moth Radio Hour, encourages you, and if you go to their website and things, they give you guidelines on how to do this, which we've borrowed heavily from, and we've told our storytellers to go look at that. And, you know, the Des Moines Register has been doing this. StoryCorps is another group. So I do think there's been sort of an awakening of the power of stories. And like you say, with all our technology, podcasts, it's interesting that there we just want to listen sometimes as opposed to sort of be overstimulated by, you know, all kinds of different other ways. Let's just relax and open our ears and open our hearts and see what happens.
Well, it's sort of interesting that technology is taking us back to that oral tradition.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think, you know, too, with the popularity of the audiobooks, at various times, people just seem very content just to want to sit and listen and not have to respond, but just take in information and take in experiences. And gives them something to ponder and something to relate to.
And our friends' voices. There are people we don't know. I mean, there's just something, I don't know, beautiful and poetic about the tone and cadence of somebody's voice while they're telling a story.
I think you're right. Yeah.
I think even soothing is, and I guess, you know, we're hoping for good weather on the 19th, but no matter what, it'll be cold and it'll be dark. And I think we're thinking those voices and stories are warm, they're soothing, they draw you together. You know, we won't be handing out lap blankets, but it's that kind of feeling.
Well, it sounds like fun.
Well, with Bob Leonard as our lead act, how bad can it be?
No pressure. Well, I'm just thinking it's going to be fun, and what I do is listen to people tell stories, and so this is right down my alley. This will be fun. Would you say the date and time again and location?
The first one is Thursday, January 19, here at Second Reformed Church in what we call our gathering space, which is on the north side of the building, right across from like Dollar General and Subway. And I'd just say everyone is invited. We all need to get out of our little cocoons, come hear some good stories. And then again, it's on February 16 and March 9, also Thursday evenings, 7 o'clock. We expect it to not be much more than an hour because those, as we mentioned, the stories are concise. And so it'll be a good time, but at the same time, you get to go home at a decent hour.
Well, what a great idea for a cold winter's evening.
Well, we hope so. We hope it's enjoyable to all. And again, we were very appreciative of those who volunteered to share a story, to share a piece of themselves. And we just hope it's something that goes over well.
Well, and maybe there'll be another year of it.
If it goes well, who knows how far this could keep going.
Thanks to Pastor Steve Mathenay Vanderwell and Mike Montgomery for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.